Are you ready for the Midwest Horse Fair? Blaine's Farm and Fleet sure is. Visit their booths at the Alliant Energy Center in Madison, Wisconsin this year, April 19th to the 21st. They'll have exclusive discounts, prize giveaways, and more. See farmandfleet.com for details. Wisconsin Women in Conservation. They are looking for women involved in agriculture, dedicated to conservation, that may even want to be a coach. One of those that's been involved with the project for a little while is Rachel Barassa. She's just outside of Green Bay near New London, and she's actually still working her family farm. Tell me a little bit about the farm, Rachel.
Sure. It's a pleasure to be here. My name is Rachel Barassa. So I'm fifth generation. I'm here in rural Wapaka County. My family kind of were rotational dairy farmers, and actually then they moved to Australia. And so I grew up on a dairy farm, rotational grazing, then went off to university, and then the dairy barn actually burned down in 2012, which was kind of the gateway to get me to move back to the farm. And I knew I would do dairy, although I have a great deal of appreciation for dairy farmers. So I moved back and started up a direct market grass-fed beef operation in 2015. And so I've been kind of slowly overtaking and growing my operation on the family land.
So tell me, what were some of the greatest challenges that you faced, Rachel, pivoting, like you said, from a traditional dairy kind of situation to a new market? Grazing is one thing, then trying to reach that consumer that will pay the premium for grass-fed beef. Tell me a little bit about that transition.
Well, and I think it goes to why I think these role of the conservation coaches are so important, because when you're first starting up in any business, any operation, especially farming, there's just so much to learn all at once, from your animal management, animal health, to pasture management, to soil health, to equipment, to then all the marketing, website, and sales. It was just a lot to learn all at once. And so, not knowing what you didn't know. So it's really nice to, be in this role of the conservation coaches, because we can help point people towards those resources, because you don't even know who to ask or where to go to starting up. I remember doing my first FSA loan and trying to do some of the projections and budgets, and I just didn't even know where to begin.
Mm-hmm. So. Yep, that's exactly what Wisconsin Women in Conservation is all about, trying to make sure that you're not intimidated by the process. Now, you've been engaged in the Wisconsin Women in Conservation for a little while. Tell me what that interaction has been like, Rachel, and if some of those conversations still continue.
Yeah, so I hosted a Women Caring for the Land event, which was kind of the predecessor to this new initiative back in 2018. And it was just really, a nice afternoon and nice setup. And some of those relationships have continued. I really am appreciative of encouraging women and other groups to get into agriculture. As someone who focuses a lot on soil health, I just think diversity is so important. So diversity within our fields and diversity in our farming operations, and then also diversity within the farm operators themselves. Having a group of women to kind of have those relationships and go to just kind of strengthens the entire group and our whole mission.
Give me a sense of momentum, Rachel. I mean, like you said, you've kind of put your big toe in the water back in 2012. It takes time. Mother Nature and then a pandemic can upend a lot of people's goals. How are you finding this audience today?
I think, increasingly more and more engaged and there's also been kind of a real push at the state level to encourage the growth of rural communities and realizing that agriculture is so important to rural communities and that engagement with the women groups are really important too. Just providing a different perspective and that support for each other and the resources. And this new initiative has really, really been neat too. I'm excited to kind of get this next, we had our first meeting, which was really exciting, and seeing friendly faces and seeing new faces in the mix. And then the next workshop will be this week with continuing ones through the summer. And then I'm looking forward to field days this fall as well through this Women in Conservation group.
Sure, sure. Well, and it is all about building that that network of people. Now, you also work with the Golden Sands Research Conservation Development, our C&D, as a grazing specialist. Let's talk a little bit back on your farming experience. Give us some of the highs, some of the lows, so that people realize, although you're a conservation coach, you've been there, done that kind of thing.
Yeah, well, and I remember before starting up my grazing operation, when I told my folks that I wanted to become a farmer, they were very excited and very supportive, and I went and visited them, and I had a whole list of questions I was going to ask a grazing expert. And then I remember on the drive back to the airport to come back, my dad says, "Rachel, you know, all these questions, I just want you to know that with farming, you know, it never gets easy. It's just always something different, always learning something different." Which I think is what makes it so interesting, because it's all these observations and you get challenged both mentally and physically every day. So I said learning how to make hay kind of taught me that grit. And so that's what I just think that, just as an occupation, you just are constantly being pushed and to grow. It is always something different, and I say no one learns anything the easy way. You just get lucky until you figure it out the hard way. grazing is definitely my kind of strong suit, and then I even got the list of all the other farm groups that I'm affiliated with, right, including, Grassworks, Farmers Union, Farm Bureau, FSA County Committee, and then FFA alumni. I have conversations with every farming group I can, just to kind of keep all those different voices and perspectives
right
in mind.
You know, that's something though, Rachel, because as you begin in agriculture, you are kind of absolutely centrifugally focused on the farm, the land, the animals, what we're going to do every day. So how do you coach up women that are new in their farming or conservation experience to stay engaged in all those conversations? Because it takes time. It takes dedication.
Yep. And again, it's just constant learning and not seeing that as a daunting thing, but more as an exciting thing, constant room to grow. And that there are all these, support groups and conversations that you can have. And I guess the other side of it is, with farming and having these groups and community, it's not just someone to talk about the bad. There's tough parts about farming, and support, from your mental health, but also people to share the highs with too, that not everyone else would understand in the same way. I think that's really being able to celebrate your successes with, I have my kids around and they don't really get excited about the same things I do. So it's nice, to be able to share all the highs and lows, because, with farming, so much of it is, you're kind of working on by yourself a lot. You don't have, your set coworkers, and some people have employees and some don't, but, just to have that, office staff to compare notes with is, I really do. I've got a lot of really good friends that we can kind of constantly toss ideas back and forth with.
Yeah. That's what you need. That's what you need, that network. Rachel Brass is along with us. She is farming near New London, and she is another one of the conservation coaches that stepped up to try to help mentor women that are involved in farming, women that are looking at new conservation projects or just need a network to lean on. Now, I asked you about previous experiences and that network of friends that you've kind of started to cultivate and continue to work with. For somebody that's beginning, they say, I don't have time to sit down for an hour and a half Zoom. Help them understand how you're going to keep the tempo going during your particular session, Rachel, and what they should come prepared for when it comes to getting something from it.
I mean, and I think that's kind of dependent on, you know, each person's personality, and some people rather just kind of sit back and listen. But I think definitely taking notes and writing down, that maybe are in, on paper. And write down people that are, maybe nearby you or kind of in similar things that you want to do. Having quality, I was really lucky in my experience that I had a couple really top-notch female mentors, and, that you don't need to reinvent the wheel. Find someone that's doing what you want to do and ask some questions along the way. And that way everyone kind of gets something to it.
Absolutely. Rachel Barasa, she is one of the conservation coaches that's stepping to the microphone, to the Zoom camera, if you will, those sessions going on this week. And if you have not yet signed up or found out about Wisconsin Women in Conservation, I suggest you go to their website right away, wiwic.org. And like Rachel pointed out, even if you can't make the April sessions, there still will be opportunity for you coming up later this year. So stay engaged in the conversation. WIWIC.org. Rachel Barasa, another conservation coach, along with us.